There are divisions within the Republican-controlled House and Senate as health care proposals begin to emerge. There's some support for tax credits to help people pay for insurance, while others, including Senator Ted Cruz, say they will resist what they call Obamacare Lite. The Wolf administration has urged the Pennsylvania congressional delegation not to completely dismantle the Affordable Care Act. 90.5 WESA's Kevin Gavin spoke with State Insurance Commissioner Teresa Miller.
Commissioner Miller, what needs to be built upon? What needs maybe to be removed?
Well, we know that we've got about 1.1 million Pennsylvanians that have health insurance either through Governor Wolf's expanded Medicaid or the individual health care market. And in many cases, these are individuals who wouldn't have been able to get coverage prior to the Affordable Care Act, either because they had pre-existing conditions and may have been just simply denied coverage, or because they simply couldn't afford the coverage. We also know that Pennsylvanians have really benefited, millions of them, from expanded access to really critical benefits, including preventive health services. It also expanded access to maternity care and mental health services.
So while the number of Pennsylvanians who now have coverage has increased, the cost to some consumers has jumped tremendously, and some in southwestern Pennsylvania, the increase will be nearly 50%.
Mm-hmm.
So for those people, how do you say they benefited if they're paying a lot more?
I think it's really important to note that what we're experiencing is similar to what other states are experiencing. So about 5% of Pennsylvanians purchased their coverage through this market. It's important because these are people who are buying coverage on their own rather than getting it through an employer. It's also important to note that this is the market where significant financial assistance is available to people. But there are about 1% to 2% of Pennsylvanians who are in that individual market but not eligible for that financial assistance. And when we talk about the ACA's not working as well as it could for everyone, it's true, and it's really for that population.
Commissioner, you said, well, the Affordable Care Act isn't perfect, and there are certainly improvements that could be made, including providing more options to consumers at competitive prices. Does this mean, in your mind, allowing companies not to be blocked by state borders so they could offer them in 50 states if they wanted?
I really do want Pennsylvania to have a competitive market with as many options for consumers as possible. But in those states that have passed legislation that allow states to come in without being licensed in the state, their experience was that not a single additional insurance company actually entered their market. If anything creates a barrier to entry, it's actually developing the provider network so you can provide care locally. So if a Nebraska company wants to come do business here, the barrier to entry isn't that they have to be licensed here in Pennsylvania. It's really that they have to develop the same provider network and networks that our carriers who've been here for decades already have. Only those carriers bring a lot of enrollment to the table so they can negotiate some good prices. And that carrier who wants to enter the market, of course, enters with no enrollment to bring to the table. And they're competing with these companies that have been there for decades.
I think we can assume with President Trump and what he has said that the Affordable Care Act is going to be dismantled and be replaced. So tell us one or two things that you feel need to be included in whatever replaces the Affordable Care Act.
Whatever replaces the Affordable Care Act should really truly protect people with pre-existing conditions. People with cancer or heart conditions before the Affordable Care Act in many cases couldn't get insurance at any price. We also need to make sure the ban on annual and lifetime limits remains. Once people reach those limits in the pre-ACA world, their coverage was done, and those limits were really financially devastating. I think coverage for preventive care services, the routine exams and the cancer screenings, I think that care is really critical to keeping people healthy. I think what some of this debate ignores is the fact the reason that health insurance is expensive is because the care that it covers and pays for is expensive. And unfortunately, we've really not been addressing how do we get at those costs, because that's how we're going to get at health insurance costs ultimately.
Commissioner Miller, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Pennsylvania Insurance Commissioner Teresa Miller speaking with 90.5 WESA's Kevin Gavin.